Hello and welcome inside the Conlin Center here for the second game of the doubleheader between the Dominican Penguins and the Fresno Pacific Sunbirds. The men's take the court now for senior night here inside the Conlin Center. We are 5 minutes away as we welcome in Fresno Pacific for senior night. Three Penguins players going out here tonight. That will be Jordan Tribble, Reverend Maduakor, and of course the star player for the Penguins, Jeremiah Gray. Penguins entering tonight with the longest losing streak of the season at 8 games, and they will look to bounce back and send the seniors in a winning fashion out of the Conlin Center. In the 2016-17 season, the Penguins beat Fresno Pacific both times on the road on February 4th, 88-86. And in the final matchup, the Penguins won as well, 90-76. Earlier this year, the Penguins gave it to the Sunbirds as well, 73-66, with a 7-point win inside the Conlin Center. Currently, the Penguins stand at 13th place. They are 5-21, 4-15 in the Pac West. Fresno Pacific University at 12th place, 22. Fresno Pacific University, they sit at 12th place, and currently their record stands at 4-15 in the conference. Fresno Pacific 6-21 overall. It's going to be a great night here inside the Conlin Center. Festivities for Jeremiah Gray, Reverend Maduakor, and Jordan Tribble. So an update on that women's game beforehand, though. Fresno Pacific beats the Penguins, but Point Loma won against Dixie State 79-68. So Point Loma will secure the sixth seed as Fresno Pacific women's basketball team will not make the playoffs after this win here at Dominican University. But here we are, enough of that women's game. We're here to talk about the men's, and the Penguins enter with an 8-game losing streak. Fresno Pacific won their last matchup, and they are looking to end the season with a 2-game winning streak. They ended their own 8-game losing streak as they won against Academy of Art on the road 71-69 on Thursday. Leaders for that game against Art U for Fresno Pacific was Ann Tunez, who had 18 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, a block, and a steal. The freshman had 12 points in the second half. Elijah Hill had 10 points. They had 6 rebounds and 5 assists. Amode Coleman chipped in with 10 points and 5 rebounds. A.J. Kirby, 6 points, 2 of 2 from deep, with an impressive showing from that underclassman. As we get things started off here, Jeremiah Gray, Reverend Maduakor, and Jordan Tribble going out for the Penguins, as I've mentioned. But for Fresno Pacific, they have 5 seniors on their side as well. They have Sam Holmes, Oliver Herding, Tyler Harris, Sam Hurt, and on the side of Rafael Elfer-Iu going out for the Penguins, for the Sunbirds, 2 minutes left overhead here inside the Conlin Center before we get things started. In terms of these seniors, are definitely going to be missed here. Jeremiah Gray, of course, breaking the record for most points in a single season last time out. It's going to be a great night here as well for Reverend Maduakor and Jordan Tribble, all their families here and being honored before the ball game. Booker T. Harris here, coach looking sharp as always with the white dress shirt, black overcoat, and the yellow tie. Associate head coach Scott Waterman here to my right as well. We are 1 minute away from getting things started here inside the Conlin Center. As we have starting lineups here given on to me, the Penguins will plug in Reverend Maduakor and Jeremiah Gray inside of this starting lineup for the Penguins on the final night. And the Penguins are looking to end that 8-game losing streak and secure a victory here tonight inside the Conlin Center. The lineups for the Penguins and the Pacific and the Fresno Pacific Sunbirds will be given to you shortly, and we will be back here on Penguin Radio in about 1 minute. Welcome back here inside the Conlin Center. As I mentioned before, the Penguins going out here. The seniors, Jeremiah Gray, Reverend Maduakor, and Jordan Tribble, as Jordan Tribble is accompanied by his parents here near the middle of the court. And fortunate enough to have had a class with Jordan Tribble, as Forrest Hunt joins me alongside with the men's basketball game here inside the Conlin Center for senior night. Jordan Tribble, a great person off the court, had his radio show last year during the spring semester, and also a great player on the court. Whenever he comes on, he does it defensively. And we've seen him a couple times here inside the Conlin Center, the transfer out of Atlanta, Georgia for us.
Yeah, Jordan, you know, as you mentioned, we've had him in radio class and had a good radio show, and he's been a role filler for Booker here in the Penguins. He hasn't been the starting center last year with Uwadier in there, the seven-footer, and then this year with the freshman Christian Futch coming in. But Jordan Tribble, he's in there whenever Booker needs him, and he does a great job at 6'9".
Yeah, and now coming in here, Reverend Maduakor last year, the second scoring option, of course, here, the second scoring and third scoring option, Reverend Maduakor. We love it whenever he throws down those dunks here inside the Conlin Center. A very effective shooter, as he's joined here by his folks at center court. And as all seniors here at the Conlin Center, they're going home away with the white jersey frame. And introducing here by our announcer now, as Mark Carlson's on here today, stepping in, and Mike Wolf.
Yep, Mike's doing a great job. You know, we talked to him beforehand. You're doing the PA today? He said, yeah, you know, everybody's a little nervous when you get to do the PA and everybody gets to hear you. We're the only ones that hear us in the Conlin Center anyway.
Yeah.
So, but Mike's doing a great job.
And after that, stepping off, joined by his folks and family too, Jeremiah Gray as Booker T. Harris, associate coach Scott Waterman, and our athletic director, Amy Henkelman, joining them.
Jeremiah Gray now holds the D2 men's record for most points scored in a single season. He eclipsed that mark last game out against Cal Baptist, and Gray will, in his second year under Coach Booker, will be one of the DU greats. As Mike introduces Gray out there with his family, Booker, Waterman out there. And Booker and Waterman, what's up?
I mentioned it earlier, but in the point of that game there, Point Loma and Dixie State for the women's side, Point Loma won 79-68, so a win here by Fresno Pacific against Dominican doesn't matter. Point Loma on the sixth spot, Dominican at the five, and depending on the Holy Names team, if they can upset and beat California Baptist, that'll make Cal Baptist versus Dominican. But so far now, it's going to be Concordia versus Dominican in the first round of the tournament next week.
And then Baptist versus Point Loma. And, of course, the number one and two seeds, Azusa Pacific and Hawaii Pacific, will get byes to open the tournament. And the women, Brandon, went into the tournament last year on a three-game win streak. And this year will go in on a three-game losing streak.
Yep. And that is all the seniors here on the side for the Penguins. But as I mentioned before, Fresno Pacific going out with five seniors on their side: Sam Holmes, Oliver Herding, Tyler Harris, Sam Hurt, and Rafael Elefthereu. So as festivities finish off here inside the Conlin Center, we will bring you the starting lineups between these two teams, Penguins and Fresno Pacific. As I mentioned, 12th and 13th place near the bottom of the cellar, but earlier this year, the Penguins beat them 73-66, and they've been 3-0 in the past three lineups. In the past three games between these two teams, 88-86 last season, and 90-76, and now 73-66 this season, as we will get ready for this ball game and head with the national anthem. We will be back in about a minute. And we are back here inside the Conlin Center. And the starting lineups here inside the Conlin Center. First for the Fresno Pacific Sunbirds, led by Coach C.J. Haydock. Starting at guard, number one, Elijah Hill, the redshirt freshman out of Bakersfield, California. The two guard, Sam Holmes, a senior out of Ontario, California. Another guard, a freshman, Adrian Antunes from Fresno, California. The junior forward, number 20, Toby Christensen from Copenhagen, Denmark. And number 24, the forward, a senior, 205 pounds, number 24, Sam Burt out of Bloomington, Minnesota. And for the side of your Dominican University of California Penguins, the three at number three, Reverend Maduakor, the senior out of Carson, California. The guard at 6 feet, 180, from Moreno Valley, California, Jordan Williams. And the forward getting the start tonight, number 24, Jordan Tribble. The other forward, number 25, CJ Thomas from Los Angeles. And of course, the star player for the Penguins, number 32, the guard, Jeremiah Gray from Thousand Oaks, California. You know, an interesting call here by Booker T. Harris, and we respect them for throwing in Jordan Tribble in the starting lineup for us.
Oh, yeah, J. Tribble's been a big key for the Penguins here in this program, developing the program, developing the young guys. I'm sure he's had a lot to do with the progression of Christian Futch here in his freshman season. So it's only right that Jordan Tribble gets a start here tonight, the 6'9" center out of Georgia. And JT, a lot bigger than the man in the middle for the Sunbirds here this afternoon, Sam Burt. Sam Burt at 6'7". So on the floor for the Penguins, as Brandon just mentioned, Maduakor, J. Will, Jordan Tribble, CJ, and Jeremiah Gray. Penguins will be moving from our right to left, 20 minutes overhead. Coach Booker T. Harris in the suit, looking good as always, Brandon. I like his tie here today. It's a gold tie, a Penguin gold tie. Welcoming everybody on the Stretch Network. And listening at home and all over the world on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Tribble and Burt in the middle, and Burt wins the tip. Right to CJ. Penguins have it on the far side. Moving from our right to left, attacking the Southern hoop here at the Conlin Center. Penguin Radio, Forrest Hunt, and Brandon Cadiz, as always. Right corner, Maduakor, down low, Tribble on the baseline. Back out to Reverend. Pump fakes a three, drives in 10, step back, three ball straight away. Reb got it! Reverend Maduakor starts senior night here at the Conlin Center with a three from straight away to give the Penguins an early lead.
No better way to do it on senior night, just a step back three-pointer. I'd like to see Reverend Maduakor go out on a scoring barrage here inside the Conlin Center.
It'd be great, and Jordan Tribble's got to get in the action too. For the Sunbirds straight away, Sam Holmes, the lefty, has it in between the circles now, dumps it off Elijah Hill, 7 seconds to shoot, long two, Hill, no good. Rebound CJ, Penguins the other way with it. Jordan Williams in transition, blowing by the FPU defense. Reverend with a ball fake, step back, Jeremiah Gray on the left corner now. Penguins moving the ball around as CJ sets a screen. Maya loses the handle, able to save it into Maduakor in between the circles, 10 seconds. Picking up a screen, Maduakor launches a three straight up off the back iron. And it hit the cable holding up our hoop here at the Conlin Center. It'll be out of bounds. 18:45, we're just underway here. Game two, the women lost a tough one to Fresno Pacific. Here on senior day, the women will be going back to their third consecutive PacWest tournament at Cal Baptist next week. But for now, it's the men here in the Conlin Center as Jordan Tribble gets a huge rejection on Adrian Antonez. Sunbirds limb bound on the short side with 16 seconds. The 6'9" out of Georgia, Jordan Tribble with a huge rejection. The inbound pass, far corner, Hill. Inside to Sam Burt on the left elbow. Step back, Rev over to help. Back to straight away, 8 seconds. Left wing, three, Christensen, no good. Jeremiah Gray with the rebound. Gray in transition across the half court stripe. Maduakor on the left wing, down to Tribble with the mid-range jumper, Jordan Tribble. Just a little deep. Elijah Hill with the rebound, and he'll bring it up quickly straight away. Drifting right, bounce pass off to Antunez. Make sure I'm saying that right. Baseline goes Sam Burt, who gets the bucket to fall, and he's fouled by Jordan Tribble. So count the basket. Sam Burt will go to the line and shoot an and-one free throw. We're 3 minutes in. Check it, 2 minutes in. Jordan Tribble picks up his first personal foul. And shooting an and-one free throw will be Sam Burt to tie the game at three.
Yeah, Sam Burt, the team's leading scorer on the season, averaging 14 points and 7.5 rebounds per game.
His and-one free throw is missed and tipped out of bounds off the fingertips of Toby Christensen. Penguins will have it. 17:55. Senior day here at the Conlin Center. This is the last time we will see Jordan Tribble. Reverend Maduakor and Jeremiah Gray in action here at the Conlin Center. Triple pass intended, tipped away by Burt. Jordan Williams able to get it in the backcourt. Williams on the right wing, into the corner. Maduakor straight away. CJ drives on Burt. CJ left side, he's fouled. CJ Thomas working his way through the contact, puts up a shot, and he'll go to the line to shoot two. That foul for the Sunbirds was on Sam Burt, his first personal first team foul for the Sunbirds.
A lot of good ball movement so far for the Penguins here early on. We saw that Reverend Maduakor three-pointer driving inside the paint, now going in, inside now, outside before, and then that huge block by Jordan Tribble on the other end really got this crowd going.
I like the defensive presence that Tribble brought on that possession, Brandon. 6 foot nine. CJ missed the first, knocks down the second, 4-2, Penguins lead. 17 and a half to go. Running the point for the Sunbirds, Adrian Antunes. Antunes, top of the key to Elijah Hill. Back in the far corner to Antunes, and it's knocked out of bounds. Good defense by the Penguins, able to knock it out. That was off the hands of Gray. The Sunbirds will inbound with 13 to shoot. Antunes will inbound. He'll get it in to Toby Christensen on the short left corner. Back to Antunes. Nine to shoot. Inside goes Burt. Seven. Long two. Off iron. No good. Rev with the rebound. Rev quickly. Spin move at the timeline put on as he takes it all 94 feet. And Rev, with a lot of contact, puts one up and hits nothing. Christensen with the rebound. CJ running with Christensen on the far side in front of the icebox here at the Conlin Center. Hill with it. Long two. Left elbow. No good. Pulled off the glass by Gray. 4-2, everybody, here on Senior Day in the Conlin Center. 16:45 left. Penguins lead it in the early going. CJ forcefully inside, and he draws the foul on Toby Christensen. CJ back to the line to shoot two more. He's 50% on the day. 1-for-2. That's Christensen's first personal second team foul for the Sunbirds.
Yeah, so far CJ Thomas not being afraid of contact, drawing fouls by Sam Burton and Tony Christensen down low and just using his body, not afraid. And we've seen what we've talked about this entire season is that CJ Thomas has really developed as a post player as well as his outside shooting.
CJ once again 1-for-2, this time misses the second. Hill with the rebound after the tip by Jordan Tribble, who was unable to corral the board. Hill straight away, CJ coming out to play defense. Hill goes between the legs, in the paint, kick out, three ball by Holmes, just deep, rebounded by Thomas. Jay Will in transition across the timeline, kick out, intended for Gray, it was tipped. Maduakor able to handle it. Down low, Tribble, working on Burt. Tribble backing Burt down, into the paint goes JT. Back to the top of the key to CJ Thomas. Gray has a lane, Hill drive through, count the bucket! Jeremiah Gray threw a couple of bumps. He gets it to fall through, and he'll shoot one from the line. 7-2, Penguins lead, 16:06 left in the first half as Christian Futch comes in for Jordan Tribble. Tribble got the start here today on Senior Day. Tribble, the 6'9", 215-pound senior out of Atlanta, Georgia, from Gulf Coast State College. Got the start here today on Senior Day, plays the first 4 minutes, and Christian Futch checks in his place, and one free throw from Jeremiah is good. It's 8-2 Penguins. 4 minutes into this one here on Senior Day. Antunes down low to the newly checked in Coleman. Coleman has it on the left block, back out on the wing to Hill. Hill picks up a screen, drives baseline, kick out right wing, into the corner, Antunes, three ball just short. Pulled down by CJ Thomas. Penguins looking to capitalize once again. Bounce pass down low. Futch to the rim with a strong finish. Christian Futch, great find by Reverend Maduakor. To the cutting Futch, who had an open lane. 10-2 Penguins, 15 and a half to go. Elijah Hill out on the left wing to Christensen, who almost had it poked away. Futch, who has that left hand taped, as we know, had that ligament injury, and CJ with a hard foul going over the back. And an incidental foul on Coleman, who put up the pump fake. CJ flew over top of him, and he knocked Coleman to the floor. But CJ, I think that's the first time we've seen him help the opposing player up this year. You know, a lot of the hard fouls by CJ are committed I wouldn't say on purpose, but they were good fouls. And this one, CJ didn't mean to do that at all and says, hey, you know what, bud, I'll help you up. I didn't mean to do that.
Yeah, knocked him in the face a little bit, poked him in the eye, and just lifted him back up. But so far for us, as I mentioned, I've liked the ball movement here we've seen by the Penguins, especially on that, starting off the break there, Fletch cutting to the middle, and a great feed by Reverend Maduokora. I mean, a 10-2 Penguins lead, and obviously they've won the last three matchups against Fresno Pacific, and they're looking to do the same here early. Yeah, Penguins, six shots, three have gone in, 50%.
Yeah, you know, I like it. The Penguins starting out hot. This is what we've been looking for all year, and they put it together starting 48 hours ago against Cal Baptist when they came into the building, and the Penguins only lost that one by 12. It was a good game, and we're thinking, man, if the Penguins play like that here tonight again, it's going to be a good night at the Conlin Center. And so far, with a 10-2 lead, they're doing just that. You're listening to NC2A Division II men's basketball on the radio, home of the Penguins, Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Leading scorer for the Penguins here so far is CJ Thomas with three. Gray right behind him with two. Oh, does Gray have three as well?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, they're reading our stat sheet wrong then. Yeah, okay. No, I'm not reading our stat sheet wrong at all. Gray is the leading scorer for the Penguins. Just look up at the board. They always have it right. Gray and Maduokora each with three. Booker just off to our right. Oh, first free throw by Coleman. No good. As Booker takes a sip of water and sets the water bottle down below his chair. It's a good spot for it. Coleman's first free throw, no good. 15-17 overhead. 10-2 Penguins lead. Make it 10-3. Second free throw by Coleman goes. 7-point Penguins lead. Jordan Williams across the half-court stripe from our right to left to CJ on the left elbow. CJ drifting right, hands off Maduokora, who comes back straight away. Maduokora picks up the dribble to Jeremiah Gray. No look pass. CJ, 8 feet, no good. Hill with the rebound. CJ had a good look there on the baseline. She could knock it down. We talked so much about the development of CJ Thomas's mid-range shooting game as Coleman's shot was blocked by Reverend Maduokora, but a little too much contact by Rev. And Coleman is fouled once again. That's the first personal foul on Reverend Maduokora, second team for the Penguins. Coleman will go to the line to shoot two. He's 1-for-2 so far here tonight.
Coleman on the year, a 57% free throw shooter.
And he knocks down the first, so he's 2-for-3 so far here in the early goings of this one on senior day. Coleman toes the line for a second free throw, launches it up quickly, and it's good. 3-for-4, Coleman early on. 10-5, Penguins lead, 14:50 to go. Jordan Williams on the far sideline to Reverend Maduokora on the wing. CJ straight away. Penguins moving the ball around nicely. Chris passing here. Jeremiah Gray gets it straight away. Three sunbirds on him. He takes it to the rim. No good. Tipped out of bounds. Coming up with it is Antonez across the timeline. Crossing the court into the wing. Hill three. Yes. 10-8, Penguins clinging to a two-point lead. Now it was 10-2, a 6-0 run from Fresno Pacific. CJ with it now, top of the key. Maduokora, deep left block. Goes to the rim, no good. Maduokora, difficult shot selection there. Going from underneath the hoop. Hill takes it 94 feet, and good. And we're knotted up at 10 apiece with 14 minutes to go in the first half.
Just like that, an 8-0 run, and you know, they're just letting Fresno Pacific drive on the inside before a lot of defensive pressure and crashing the boards.
An offensive foul by the Penguins, Jeremiah Gray. That's his first personal, fourth team foul for the Penguins, and that'll give the ball right back to the Sunbirds as Burt checks back in place of Christensen. 10-all here, 6 minutes into the game on senior day. Jeremiah Gray, Reverend Maduokora, and Jordan Tribble, the three seniors for the Penguins. This will be their last game here in the Conlin Center. End of their collegiate careers. Straight away, Antonez. Over to Coleman. Ball fake. Into the middle. Kick out. Hill. Right wing. 15 to shoot. Gray with a hand in the face. Hill driving in. Push off. Baseline. No whistle. Burt inside. Shot up. Good. Fresno Pacific with a lead for the first time since they opened the game 2-0. Maduokora. 17 feet straight away, down low to CJ. CJ on the right elbow, turnaround jumper in the paint, just missed right, rebound, Burt. Hill pressing up quickly, straight away. Hill takes the three and knocks it down. 15-10, timeout. Coach Booker with the Sunbirds leading it 15-10. They've gone on a 13-0 run here, Brandon, with 13-10 left.
Yeah, 13-0 run, just like the first game in the women's game. This Fresno Pacific team has been heating it up. The past two three-pointers made here, first by Coleman, the other one by Elijah Hill. Check that, both of them by Elijah Hill. And he's just leading the way for the Sunbirds so far. And in terms of rebounds, we're just there, pretty even, 9-7. On the way, though, Reverend Maduakor and Jeremiah Gray. You know, lackadaisical defensive pressure so far early on. It was great. And I think, I don't know, man, you might want to throw in Jordan Tribble back in there.
Yeah, Tribble had a nice block there in the early going. Still same five for the Penguins, Maduakor, Fudge, Gray, Jay Williams, and C.J. Thomas. A couple of fresh legs get ready to check in for the Penguins. Left wing, Maduakor picks up a screen, driving inside, tipped away by Antunes. It's Antunes and Jay Will. Jordan Williams goes in front of Antunes, who takes it to the rim, 17-10. Williams quickly back the other way to C.J. Thomas off glass. No good. Tipped out of bounds, and it'll go in favor of the Sunbirds. C.J. had a shot there as Christopher Williams the second and Romeo Mays, a couple of freshmen checking in for the Penguins in place of senior Maduakor and junior Thomas. Williams a good three-point shooter. Christopher Williams, that is. Mays and CJ have similar styles of play. So looking to see the same production out of Mays. Coleman on the inside in the paint. Down to Burt baseline. Spin move, right block around Futch, and he traveled.
Yeah, great job by Christian Futch, just harassing his defender, just getting his body into there, nowhere to move, and caused the travel.
Jay Will slowly across the insignia here at the Conlin Center, going left, onto the left elbow, straight away, Christopher Williams the second, back to Jay Will, who drives in from the left side to the baseline, soft jumper from 4 feet, gets it to go. Jordan Williams makes it a five-point game. 17-12, Sunbirds lead, 12-10 to go. Here in the first half, we're 8 minutes in on senior day, and the Penguins trail by five. Coleman straight away, handoff Holmes. Holmes jump, stop. Antunes left elbow, just deep. Futch with the rebound. Penguins quickly. Jordan Williams pushing up the floor, straight away into the left wing, CW2. He's trapped in the corner, needs some help, finds it, and Jordan Williams between the circles. Right wing, Mays. Thought about a three, no. Mays not much of a three-point shooter. Williams, the second baseline, picks up the dribble once again, finds help in Fudge, 10 seconds to shoot. And a foul is going to be called on Sam Holmes of the Sunbirds with 11:40 to go. Media timeout. You're listening to NC2A. Division II men's basketball on the radio, home of the Penguins. Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Penguins trail by 5, 17-12. And the Penguins, who were off to a quick run to open the game, Brandon, Fresno Pacific has fired right back.
Yeah, that definitely 13-0 run is what has been stumping the Penguins so far as they trail by five. Penguins had the largest lead up to 8 points. But with this little revamp of the lineup change, throwing in Christopher Williams the second, putting in Romeo Mays and getting back Christian Futch, it should help them in the interior defensively and securing those boards.
17-12. Penguins struggling, it seems, here in the last couple of minutes. Have given away the lead to Fresno Pacific on senior day. Reverend Maduakor, Jeremiah Gray, and Jordan Tribble, the seniors for your Penguins. And Brandon, something that we haven't seen much today from either Penguin squad is three-point shooting.
Yeah.
Waiting for Jeremiah Gray to heat up here on senior day. Reverend started the game with a three from straight away, and that's the only made one for the Penguins, and only one other attempted. One for two are the Penguins today from downtown.
Yeah, other than that, nothing really. And on the side for Fresno Pacific, Elijah Hill has been their only three-point shooter, making two of 2 3-point attempts. As we get things back into action, Reverend Maduakor will inbound in front of the Fresno Pacific bench, who gets it into Romeo Mays, of course, with his signature face mask. The pass by C.J. Thomas tipped away, corralled, and rebounded by C.W. the second. Reverend Maduakor, dump pass down low. On the far right block, C.J. Thomas, spin move, finds Jordan Williams. 5 seconds on the shot clock, drifts to his right, floater up, and in by Jordan Williams. Jordan Williams now with 4 points.
Jordan Williams, one of the captains of this team, Brandon, has really taken over and embraced this point guard position after the absence and graduation of Rio Tawatari last year. Jordan Williams embracing the role.
Coleman now gets it to Kirby. Kirby, a jump stop, has to pass it back on out as he has his back against his defender. Holmes now 5 seconds on the shot clock, drives. Holmes is fouled. An and one opportunity by Sam Holmes going up. He's slow to get up, but he'll have a chance at two, and that was a foul on Romeo Mays, a push on the back of Holmes.
Mays' face mask has kind of become his signature look, Brandon. I think even when he heals, he's going to have to wear it. He's had a good freshman campaign.
Yeah, I think it's going to be maybe one of these sellers here at the Conlin Center. They might have to sell some face masks.
A Romeo Mays face mask giveaway.
Shout out to that kid there in front of the icebox with a Go Romeo sign there.
Man, we have a fan with a Go Romeo, a couple of hearts on it.
Jordan Williams, pressure in the backcourt, has to let it over. Nice athletic catch by Maduakor. Finds the feed there down low by C.J. Thomas, who gets up another point. Penguins trail 19-16 with 10:30 left in the first half. Coleman now gets it in down low. Inside pass going and bodying on C.J. Thomas, swinging across the horn. Holmes straight away, three ball, good. That's by Amande Coleman. Coleman 22-16. Up and over now, cross-court pass, C.J. Thomas. Adding on to his point total, C.J. Thomas now with 6 points and has back-to-back two easy possessions, cutting down low on the fast break. Fresno Pacific now on the other end, and Tunez to his right, and a push-off foul off ball. That's going to be called on Sam Burt.
Penguins have switched the momentum, Brandon. C.J. going to the rim two times in a row, bringing it within four. The Penguins moving the ball nicely. We like to see them with the crisp passes, and Coach Waterman says all the time, we got to move. We got to pass the ball, and we got to play big and cut hard, cut fast, and they're doing that.
Xavier Williams, Jeremiah Gray back into the game. Xavier Williams' his first playing time with the bright yellow shoes here on senior day. C.J. Thomas body moves, lowers his shoulder, and tries to go off glass. No good. Rebounded by Christensen and Fresno Pacific. Swing across the court, Holmes down low, inside Coleman on C.J. Thomas, double team. Holmes straight away, fakes it to his right on the pass, left elbow jumper by the lefty, count it. Sam Holmes now has 4 points. Other end, Reverend Maduakor is fouled as he goes to his right and down the paint. It's going to be a foul called on Coleman. That's going to be Coleman's first personal foul.
You like to see Reverend pressing to the hoop, Brandon, instead of shooting that mid-range jumper, going to the hoop, taking on the smaller defender. And that time gets the foul call.
As they'll inbound it underneath their basket, Christian Futch in the game for Romeo Mays. Left side jumper by Jeremiah Gray, short. And a rebound by A.J. Kirby. Crossing the insignia here at the Collin Center is Antunes. Back up straight away, Christensen. Now to the left side, Antunes on Xavier Williams. The jumper on the extended left corner there is no good by Coleman. Other end, Reverend Maduakor. Crossover move goes between his legs, gets the screen by Futch. Futch on the left low block, backing down his defender. Body move there, loses possession, pulls the chair on him. That's A.J. Kirby, almost traveled. On the other end, going up, Antunes swatted away by Xavier Williams. But a foul on the save down low here. Reverend Maduakor will foul Toby Christensen. So that's going to be the second personal foul on Reverend Maduakor. Sixth overall team foul for Fresno Pacific. And Christopher Williams II back in for Maduakor. Six team fouls on the side of the Penguins. Fresno Pacific looking to inbound it. Antunes bounce pass down low. Straight up is A.J. Kirby. Antunes in front of the Penguins bench here. Xavier Williams guarding him. Motion down low, Coleman and Futch. The matchup to watch, the two big men. Going up and over, tries to slam it on Christian Futch, but Futch is having nothing of that contact, and a good foul on Toby Christensen. He'll get two shots at the line, and he's going to have to earn that slowly getting up.
And that's a good contest by Christian Futch, both going to the hoop. And he was unable to get any of the ball there, but their hips checked each other, and Christensen did hit the ground pretty hard. It wasn't able to get the feet underneath him, as you might have been able to hear the thud. But Christensen, a 6'7", 220-pound junior.
Christensen a chance for his first free throw attempts, and he makes the first one for his first points of the night. Christensen with the Kevin Durant shoes. They're neon green and orange. Great trim with the black Nike swoosh. As the referees are trying to make sure the team fouls are correct here on the board and the shot clock.
Yeah, they had bonus up there for both teams at five, but bonus does not start until we get to seven, and they corrected that on our scoreboard.
Christensen makes one of two, misses the second, and Xavier Williams will bring it for the Penguins, goes between his legs to his right, seeds up the second, backs on back out, drifts to his right, Jeremiah Gray, right corner, three ball, count it, Jeremiah Gray with his first three-pointer of the night, and he has 6 points, 25-21, Sunbirds lead.
We saw Gray hit 3 of 4 in the first half last time out against Baptist. He's trying to get hot here.
Christensen tries to answer back on the other end. Athletic rebound by Futch to Xavier Williams, who stops on the break, gets it to C-Dub the second. Up to Christian Futch, three ball by Futch. Goes in and out. We don't see that a lot by Christian Futch. And rebounded by Fresno Pacific's Elijah Hill. Wow, behind the back move. And that crossed his defender. Got a lot of oohs and ahs, and he just was surprised there. Tried to take the shot, but didn't take it and dragged his feet instead.
Oh, yeah, it was a great move by Hill. Crossover left, back, right between the legs, behind the back. And, oh, it was just
nasty.
A great move. Yeah, it was nasty. That's a good way to put it. It was nasty.
Well,
Penguins playing better defense here. A good foul by Christian Futch down low. And CJ with a couple of points down low on the baseline, taking it to the rim. Penguins cutting hard, passing well. And Gray has hit one from beyond the arc. We'll see if he can get going in the last 7.5 minutes. And if he can, this Penguins team can tie it up and maybe run away with it. They start shooting real good from beyond the arc. We know Christopher Williams II can shoot it. Reverend Maduakor opened the game with a three. The sky's the limit with this Penguin team from shooting from beyond the arc here so far.
Yeah, it's always Jeremiah Gray. It's always Reverend Maduakor. We see some of C-Dub II nailing those three-pointers as well. But, hey, they're hanging in there on senior night. It's going to be no better way to send out the seniors with a win here. We saw Jordan Tribble start the game, getting that huge block for the Penguins. And we'll just have to see if they can close it out. Penguins shooting at 40% overall. Fresno Pacific at 45%. Three-pointers, three on the side of Fresno Pacific, two on the side of the Penguins. Penguins getting out-rebounded only by three, 15-12, so keeping it pretty close there. But what I've noticed here for the Penguins for us is that in transition and on the break, they've seemed to get most of their points there. 8 points on fast break C.J. Thomas has gotten back-to-back baskets down low in transition, and that feed earlier by Reverend Maduakor to Christian Futch.
That's a hustle play from Jordan Williams. Jordan Williams will either bring it up quickly towards the perimeter and then dump it off down low, or he'll kick it out to a wing. As you mentioned on that play, he brought it up across the timeline to Maduakor on the wing, bounce pass to Futch, and the Sunburns just weren't back in time in transition. Bad transition defense by Fresno Pacific here to start out the first half.
C.J. Thomas straight away. Back cut, V cut by Jordan Williams. Didn't find him there. C-Dub the second, straight away, three ball, off back iron. Futch just misses the rebound, but it bounces off the back of Holmes, and Futch is able to secure it. Jordan Williams now cross-court pass to Jeremiah Gray, and fouled by Holmes was Jeremiah Gray. Too much to handle with a dribble moves from Jeremiah Gray, and that'll put them in the bonus. So Jeremiah Gray will get a chance at one-on-ones at the free throw.
Yeah, and he's 1-for-1 tonight so far, 100%. And looking to keep that stat line right at 100%, and he'll shoot one-on-ones here.
And Jeremiah Gray did pick up the record last time out against Cal Baptist for most points in a single season by a Penguins player as he rattles it off the front iron. No good from Jeremiah Gray. And Tunez brings it up for Fresno Pacific. Sagging off is Jordan Williams. You want to see some action going on, and Coleman goes up, receives the ball, dribbles, pump fakes, and he'll put it on up over Christian Futch. And Futch with light contact, he's going to be called for the foul as Coleman goes up. So Coleman will get a chance at two free throws.
Yeah, Futch with a lot less contact that time and actually rejected the shot. But our officials saw a little bit differently, and Coleman will shoot two.
Coleman, 3-for-4 at the free throw line as he makes that, make it 4 for 5. Coleman's second free throw is good. He has 8 points on 5 for 6 from the free throw line. Jordan Williams cross court to C-Dub the second, CJ Thomas straight away. Jordan Williams to his left, post up. Jeremiah Gray down low, over three defenders on the fadeaway. Rebounded by Christian Futch. Big body Moy move and gets it off glass with a hook shot. Penguins trail now only 27-23. Fresno Pacific now. Elijah Hill goes to his left on C-Dub the second, double teamed with Futch. Sees the open Holmes on the right corner. Three ball, count it. Holmes now heating up. Sam Holmes, Jordan Williams crossover move. Jeremiah Gray cutting over Holmes. Has the speed advantage, definitely. And Penguins are looking to capitalize on that. In and out crossover move by CJ Thomas. Spin move floater off back iron. No good. Rebounded by Coleman. Coleman, the far baseline. 5:50 left. And Coleman with 10 points. And Elijah Hill with 10 points. Double digit scores for Fresno Pacific and leading the way for overall scores in this game. Jeremiah Gray and CJ Thomas with 6 points apiece. As we get things back into action here inside the Conlin Center. As Forrest mentioned, Booker T. Harris with that nice gold tie. But I look at
check
his,
out his socks. His,
that's
the
exactly
socks
what I was
going to awesome.
Mention. The black in gold
almost
striped socks.
Tiger stripe pattern.
Madua Cordum pass down low, open. That's Christian Futch, just goes up with a big body move. 32-25, Futch now has 6 points. Antunes crossing the timeline to his right, looking for something to develop. Gets it to Coleman. Coleman with a fake. Handoff straight away, left corner. Three ball from the left wing, no good, air ball. Penguins have numbers. Jordan Williams sees an open down the middle, stops on a dime, floater. Oh. That's the two-handed floater that Steve Nash was known for. And Jordan Williams does his best impression. 32-27, and the Penguins go on a 4-0 run.
And that's that transition offense we've been talking about here in the first half. That's all set up by the hustle of Jordan Williams. That's a hustle play. He's sprinting across half court, pulls up at the free throw line. He had options there. He could have gone down low to Futch or CJ that were on the block because the Penguins had numbers offensively. Mm-hmm. Could have gone down low. He could have kicked it out to Gray on the right wing or Maduakor that was in the corner. Instead, he had an open shot himself, so he decides to take it from the free throw line. And when you hustle down there, and all Penguins are all down there on offense, you have options, and that's what turns into that fast break transition offense.
Yeah, he saw two Fresno Pacific defenders cutting off his right side layup, so he said, oh, I'll just step back and pull up with a dime on the floater over the taller defenders. So 32-27, 5 minutes left in the first half. Antunes bringing it up the court for Fresno Pacific. Light dribbles, gets it to Christensen straight away. Christensen drifts to his right, a handoff pass now to Kirby. Back out to Christensen. Christensen to A.J. Kirby, who loses the handle but picks it up in front of the Penguins bench. 8 seconds on the shot clock. They're trying to get it to someone, and they do. Elijah Hill jumper from 15 feet from the free throw line rattles in. Jordan Williams and then the Penguins on the other side. Now the far baseline. Williams, cross court, Reverend Maduakor straight away to Futch. Right elbow, gets it down low. CJ Thomas, pump fake, and he is hacked on the back. That's going to be charged on Toby Christensen. It'll be his second personal foul. So that means one and ones for CJ Thomas.
Yeah, CJ tonight from the line for the Penguins is 2 for 4 at 50%. As he'll shoot two here. Check it, he'll shoot one and ones, actually.
CJ's first free throw is good. They are shooting. Oh, yeah, they are shooting two.
It was on the shot.
So CJ Thomas with 5 points. Chance to go 2 for 2. Second free throw is good.
For the first time tonight, CJ's 2 for 2 from the line. The other ones, he made one, missed one.
Antunes crossing that DU insignia to Christensen. A.J. Kirby up top. Coleman on Christian Futch. Loses it. That's back-to-back possessions that Kirby has mishandled. The ball slipped out of his hands. And a turnover on the side of Fresno Pacific. Couldn't handle it. Cutting to the basket was Antunes as the Penguins will get possession.
I don't know if they need to wipe the ball off or what, Bram. That's two Fresno Pacific players that have had a trouble handling it. Now, I know the Penguins wear stick 'em, but that's no.
Jordan Williams calls out the play for the Penguins. Reverend Madua Corda, Jeremiah Gray. Right elbow now. A lot of good ball movement. Down low, CJ Thomas bodies his defender and goes up, draws contact. Penguins trail by three, 34-31 with 3:40 left and counting. 8 points now for CJ Thomas. Antunes between his legs gets it to Elijah Hill. Cross court now, Christensen. Coleman, bounce pass down low, cutting to the basket. High, Christian Fuck, seniors for the Penguins. Antunes off the front of the iron. And it was corralled and rebounded by Kirby. A foul on the play. That's going to be charged on Christian Futch. Futch's third personal foul. And a timeout here. You're listening to NC2A, Division II Men's Basketball, on the radio home of the Penguins, Penguin Radio, at radio.dominican.edu. Knotted up here, 34 apiece, and the Penguins bring up that shooting percentage to 45%. But what we've liked here to see all game long, we continue to mention it, is the transition offense by the Penguins. I mean, as a kid playing basketball, you run that three-man weave drill, and that's what the Penguins are doing here, mixing up the defense, two players cutting, going in between the circles down low, and just opening it up in transition. Easy buckets by CJ Thomas and Christian Futch cutting on transition.
Yeah, they're so fast in transition. You mentioned that three-man weave. The Penguins have had numbers on the transition side of the offense all night. 20 points that leading to in the paint out of the 34 here for the Penguins. I mean, Jordan Williams, whether he's pulling up from 12 feet straight away, a lot of points in the paint for the Penguins, and Gray getting it done along with Maduakor from downtown. It's just unstoppable right now for FPU, and the Penguins running it nicely. The Penguins are outrunning the Sunbirds to get back on defense. They're playing great defense. You can see Christian Futch playing tremendous defense, closing out on his man who was shooting a three in the corner, and Futch, the big body 6'8 man, is going out there and blocking a shot.
Yeah, I wish, you know, we had those advanced metric stats here like the NBA guys do, because I bet Jordan Williams would be leading this team in how many miles he's run across the court this season.
Oh, 100%. I agree with you. Williams, as you mentioned, will dump it off, and he'll run all the way around back to the top. He'll go into the corner and cut. He's cutting everywhere all the time. If he doesn't have the ball, Jordan Williams isn't standing still. He's moving.
And a great leader for the Penguins as a freshman, as shooting one-and-ones will be A.J. Kirby, the redshirt freshman out of Carson, California. First shot no good, off back iron, rebounded by the Penguins. Penguins a chance to take the lead here. Their largest lead of the game was at 8 to start it off on an 8-2 run. Dump pass down low by CJ Thomas. Cutting to the basket was Jeremiah Gray in a spin move going up for the layup. He was fouled. Elijah Hill will be charged with a foul, his second personal foul. So 1-1 still for Penguins and the Jeremiah Gray.
It looks like, yeah, Brandon, that foul occurred on the shot, so Gray's going to take two. And Gray tonight, 1-for-2 from the line so far. First, oh, look at that. He's
perfect.
Got a pure stroke here at the free throw line.
2-for-3 for Jeremiah Gray. At the free throw line, he has 7 points. Jeremiah Gray on the year, he's shooting at 69% from the charity stripe. As the second free throw is perfect again.
It's almost as perfect as you can get it, Brandon.
2-point lead, 36-34. Penguins retake the lead with about 2:15 left in the first half. Antunes gets it to Kirby on the left side. Kirby pounds his dribble and an open Coleman on the right corner. Ball goes in and out on the three-pointer, and the Penguins catch a break. Jordan Williams pushing hard across the timeline. Gets the screen by CJ Thomas. Thought about the three-pointer. Reverend Maduakor with a pump fake. Nice spin move. Gets between three Fresno Pacific defenders and gets it off glass. A spin move and a crossover just fooled the Fresno Pacific Sunbirds.
Huge move by Maduakor, and all started with a pump fake.
Cutting inside now on the pass. A no-look pass answered back by Elijah Hill down low to Coleman. And that puts the Penguins still up, though, 38-36. Jeremiah Gray, a couple of stutter step moves, and he loses it going between the legs. Antunes, it's a one-on-three break, a mismatch, and Antunes goes straight on up, and it'll be an offensive foul as Antunes tried to rebound it on the second attempt. So Antunes' first personal foul, that'll give it 10 overall team fouls, so double bonus. Penguins guaranteed 2 shots at the line from this point on.
Yeah, and it's going to be Mays, Brandon, who hasn't taken a shot yet tonight. At the line for the Penguins, number
Romeo Mays, his first opportunities at the free throw line as well, as Forrest mentioned. Didn't take any shots yet. The signature face mask, of course, for Romeo Mays. And he makes the first one. And Christopher Williams the second in for Reverend Maduwakor. Holmes back in the lineup for Fresno Pacific. Second free throw by Mays. Off to its right. Rebounded by Coleman and poked away by Jeremiah Gray. Handled, though, by Fresno Pacific and Antunes. Antunes to his right. Goes left, gets the screen by Coleman. Guarded by CJ Thomas now. Up top, Kirby, jump pass down low. Jordan Williams steals it, saves it, but he saves it in. Back to Kirby, cross-court pass, and Fresno Pacific loses it, going cross-court to Christensen. Penguins ball.
Huge hustle play by Jordan Williams, able to save it in the corner, runs in to the cement wall on the northern end of the Conlin Center, able to hustle back to the court, and the Penguins able to force a turnover.
Under a minute and counting here inside the first half of the Conlin Center. Penguins with a three-point lead, 39-36. Chris Williams the second, straight away, three ball, off back iron, rebounded by Holmes. Pushing up A.J. Kirby. He's going coast to coast with a spin move, picks up his dribble. Good defense there in transition, but Chris Williams the second almost picks up the five-second violation, but then he gets it in. Poked away, CJ Thomas staying his ground, though. On the other end was Holmes. Great job to set his feet and just put his hands up. Fresno Pacific will look to take the last shot and nod things up here. 20 seconds and counting as Antunes brings it up. Chris Williams the second against him, straight away in between the circles. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Coleman with the screen. Antunes goes to his right. Antunes, couple pound dribbles, 5 seconds now. Coleman goes up, and an errant pass to Holmes. Holmes has to take the three from the right corner, goes in and out, and great defensive sequence there by the Penguins to close things out. That'll be the first half score, stays at 39-36, a three-point lead for the Penguins, and they close that second half out in tremendous fashion.
Huge fashion, Brandon. Two defensive stops, one on a huge defensive play by Christopher Williams the second and Romeo Mays. The Sunbirds had numbers in transition. CW2 able to stop his man on the low block and force a turnover. The Penguins, unfortunately, on the other end. CJ not able to score, but a huge defensive play on the back on defense for the Penguins to end the half, and they have a three-point lead. And it's been transition play. The Penguins are great in transition on offense, and they've been great in transition on defense, and it's just been a great first half to watch for the Penguins here. And, I mean, hey, look at that. The Penguins shooting 44%. They've shot up there in the 40, close to 50% range here all week, but not catching a break against Concordia or Cal Baptist, who are two playoff teams in the men's. The Concordia has that 5 spot, Cal Baptist with that 2 spot in the conference. And the Penguins were hanging tough with Cal Baptist, and they finally put it all together. We talked to Coach Waterman about it. He said, you know, it's a shame that it took this long to get it all together, but they got it together is the main thing. And they're up there, and they have a 3-point lead. So,
yeah, clicking at the end of the season. Hopefully they ride that momentum in to the first half of next year, because the Penguins this year, you know, have had that 7-game losing streak and now an 8-game losing streak, looking to end that here tonight and send the seniors home happy.
Yep, send the seniors home happy. The seniors, Jeremiah Gray, Reverend Madu, Gordon, Jordan Tribble. Couldn't ask for anything but a win here at the Collins Center to close their senior campaign.
Definitely. And that'll do it here for the first half. Make sure to tune back in about 14 minutes for the second half of this ball game. Penguins lead by 3, 39-36. Back to the regular programming on Penguin Radio. There are no words that can express how I feel. You never kept a secret. Always stay. Got my mind on your body and your body on my mind. Gotta take.
Welcome back, everybody. Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Second half action coming your way, and we have Associate Head Coach Scott Waterman here with us. Coach, transition offense and transition defense there in the first half was incredible.
Yeah, amazing how that works when we finally do what we've been taught. No, our guys did a really good job getting it, pushing it, that we've been really working with our guys the last week or so, really trying to emphasize that. And I think we've gotten 6 or 8 points in transition, so that's been a good thing for us. We fell behind. We got up early. Then they made a huge 13-0 run, and we've weathered that. We were up by 3 now. But, again, it's going to come back to our defensive energy to start this half. Where are we at in terms of guarding their personnel? And just as a collective unit, being in our right positions and playing with intensity and energy.
Tons of points in the paint due to that quick transition offense. The Sunbirds unable to get back in time. You look to maybe have that open the outside shooting game here in the second half?
Let's hope. Let's hope that we can step in and knock them down. But we've been pretty unselfish so far, so we just got to continue to attack.
Will we see Jordan Tribble again here on senior day?
Starting second half.
There we go. Thank you, Coach. All right, everybody, Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Senior day, Jeremiah Gray, Reverend Madhu Akor, and you heard it there from Coach Waterman. Jordan Tribble will be starting here in the second half for the Penguins with a minute and a half left to go. Penguins lead it 39-36. Brandon, you'll have the first 10 again. I'll have the last 10. And if the Penguins keep going like they're going and really contain the Sunbirds defensively, Coach Waterman, you heard him touch upon that 13-0 run, and the Penguins are able to snuff that out quickly. Like he said, we're doing what we've been practicing to do all year, and it's finally working.
Finally working, and no better way to do it than on senior night. You know, like I said before, take this momentum into next year, especially with the recruits also for next year, because a great recruiting class done on the side for the Penguins this year. Jordan Williams developing to be a leader, the point guard, really knowing how to get his teammates involved, the vocal leader, a very good commander. I think he's going to be that guy stepping up next year and taking that role with the seniors departing. Also, it's going to be interesting to see more of CJ Thomas next year developing in that star player, Christian Futch. And, you know, whoever the recruits are next year, man, if you pair them with some great three-point recruits, this team could be really, really good.
It'll be Christian Sin, Hill, Coleman, Kirby, and the fifth man for the Sunbirds will be Adrian Antunes. And for the Penguins, Jordan Williams, CJ Thomas, Jeremiah Gray, Reverend Madhu Akor, and Jordan Tribble, Brandon.
As Fresno Pacific will inbound it at the half court line, Toby Christensen will get it in to Adrian Antunes, and we are ready here for second half action inside the Conlin Center on senior night, of course. Antunes to his left, drifting to Elijah Hill. Back out top to Toby Christensen. Right wing, Jordan Williams with a sag. Jordan Tribble, of course, was the starter in this ball game, and he's in this game right now.
And he's playing
disrupting that shot by Sam Burt. Reverend Madhu Akor, coast to coast, off glass, tries to tip it back in, Jordan Tribble. Other end now, Holmes. Jordan Williams disrupts it, and it's rejected by Jordan Williams. Great contest, and able to block it last second. And Holmes said he wanted a foul, but it looked like all ball, and that ball went out there.
And it was a huge defensive play by Jordan Williams, undercutting Holmes as he was up in the air, looking to lay it in. Williams able to keep his body out of the way. That was the key to that defensive play by Jordan Williams. Kept his body out of the way, got a finger on the ball, able to deflect it.
Yeah, Jordan Williams does a great job of undercutting. Great job in transition of doing that. We've seen him do it the entire season. And a point on the other end, an easy layup basket by Toby Christensen. Penguins still with a one-point lead with a minute in, 39-38. Reverend Madhu Akor with a spin move out to CJ Thomas on the pass. Jordan Williams straight away gets the screen by Jeremiah Gray to Jordan Tribble now. Facing up, his defender goes post, goes with the left hook shot. No good. Tries to get it on the second rebound, and it's tipped, though. Corralled by Christensen. Antunes now on the side of Fresno Pacific. And Jordan Tribble puts his hands up, a little body contact. And going to the line now will be Sam Burt.
And coming out here in the first minute in the second half, the transition offense for the Fresno Pacific getting down in the paint, getting there quickly, causing a little bit of trouble for the Penguins, who dominated that transition offense in the first half. 20 points in the paint for the Penguins at the end of the first.
Sam Burt now, his first free throw is good. Sam Burt with a two purple shoes here on his feet.
You know, I've noticed the shoe game for Fresno Pacific. Brandon.
Yeah, I like the KD shoes, the neon green and orange by Toby Christensen.
It's an interesting choice.
And also by Holmes, the bright orange sneakers as well. But the Sunbirds retake the lead here early in the second half, 40-39, 1-point lead for Fresno Pacific. Reverend Madouakour in front of the Penguins bench. Cross court to Jordan Williams. Reverend Madouakour cutting to the left. Jeremiah Gray straight away gets it. Dumps it off to Jordan Williams, who stops on a dime, and that is off front iron by Jordan Williams on the 15-foot jump shot at the free throw line. Going behind his back now. Hill and going up by Antunes. Rejected by Jordan Tribble, but able to corral it as Fresno Pacific and getting the layup on the second chance opportunity by Sam Burt. But great job yet again by Jordan Tribble for us.
Tribble's there. He's just following the play and able to get that huge rejection. Unfortunately for the Penguins, Fresno Pacific was able to get it back and draw a foul. But defensive life there from Jordan Tribble got the Conlin Center up on the edge of its seat.
And missing the free throw is Sam Burt. So Fresno Pacific so far not making their free throws to start off the third quarter, and that's beneficial to the Penguins. CJ Thomas lowers his shoulders, goes right, dishes it out to Jordan Williams. Jordan Williams is hacked as he picks up the ball. That's going to be called on Antunes. Adrian Antunes' second personal foul, second team foul overall, as Christian Futch will come back into the game for Jordan Tribble. Jordan Williams receives the ball from our referee down low. And we'll get it to Jeremiah Gray. Pull up three ball, short, and it just rimmed off front iron, almost an air ball to the far baseline on the other side. Fresno Pacific, Elijah Hill. Hill goes up, and he loses it in midair, but a foul will be called on the Penguins. That foul will be called on Reverend Madouakour. Madouakour's third personal foul. And shooting one and one will be Elijah Hill. Hill, first free throw, off back iron. So Penguins fortunate for us, yet another missed free throw.
Another missed free throw, that's three in a row here to open the second half.
Hill, second free throw. Short again, 0-for-4, but Toby Christensen rebounds it for Fresno Pacific and gives them second life. Madouakour on Antunes, bounce pass to Holmes. Christensen with a pivot, down driving to his right. Corner, Holmes on the dish by Antunes, no good, but Holmes able to get his rebound and draw contact off of Christian Futch. And Christian Futch in frustration, just shaking his head, picking up his fourth personal foul, and he's coming out. Christopher Williams II and Romeo Mays will check in after the free throw by Holmes. Sam Holmes, first free throw, goes in and out. 0-for-5 now to start off the second half.
Tell you what, Brandon, these free throw woes for Fresno Pacific to open the second half, really keeping the Penguins in this game. It could be a double-digit lead right now for the Sunbirds, but the Penguins getting lucky here to open the second half with his free throw shooting.
Second free throw, missed again. Back iron into the left. 0-for-6 for Fresno Pacific as Jordan Williams signals the screen, gets it to Reverend Madouakour. Crossing straight away. Reverend Madouakour pump fake on the right wing. Drives inside, floater up and out. Corralled by Fresno Pacific's Elijah Hill, and the lob attempt tried to slam it down a little bit too high. That time to Sam Burt. Jordan Williams, left corner extended jumper is good. Jordan Williams puts the Penguins only trailing by one, 42-41 with 17 left.
As that quick transition offense again, the Penguins had a 3-on-2 there. Jordan Williams able to capitalize.
Straight up, Toby Christensen on CJ Thomas. Antunes over the hands of Jordan Williams, who goes reverse down low. Sam Burt working over Romeo Mays. Jordan Williams drifts to his left, gets the play to develop, and they're going to give it to C-Dub II on the horns action to the left side on Holmes. Jordan Williams now, Reverend Madouakour, right corner in front of the Penguins bench. Romeo Mays down low. Pump fake by Jordan Williams, 8 seconds on the shot clock. He wants the screen up top by Romeo Mays. He'll get it, but pull out straight from 3-point range from 26 feet. Jordan Williams nods it up at 44 apiece here inside the Conlon Center.
That's his first attempt from downtown. He knocked it down. Jordan Williams, not much of a three-point shooter, Brandon. Not that he can't shoot it, just doesn't do it very often. That time, from deep, buries it.
Christensen, the pass to Holmes. Holmes drives left, rejected away by Romeo Mays. Second shot attempt, though, rebounded by Sam Burden, gets it over Romeo Mays. Trying to answer back, are the Penguins in transition? Body move, CJ Thomas, and there it is. Force that transition break. Thomas just draws contact, uses his body to initiate it, and knot it up yet again, 46 apiece. Down low, Sam Burke poked away by Jordan Williams, disrupting the pass on the low left shoulder and crossing us here in front of Media Row. Trying to save it was C-Dub the second. He'll be out of bounds and he'll go to the Sunbirds after this media timeout. You're listening to NC2A Division II men's basketball on the radio, home of the Penguins, Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. And we were here from San Rafael Joe's yet again.
In the heart of downtown, San Rafael Joe's is a family-favorite Italian-American restaurant ever since we opened our doors in 1947.
For three generations, Joe's has been a perfect destination for couples, families, and friends.
Join us for live music, happy hour, and Sunday brunch.
Whether it's for a party of two or 42.
Come down and eat at Joe's.
Located on 931 4th Street.
Just drop in, or for reservations, call 415-456-2425.
There it is, guys. San Rafael Joe's. Make sure to go there to all your fans listening here inside the Conlon Center,
you know,
after the game.
Go. I might go. It's. I don't know where else I'm going to go yet, and I need somewhere to go to dinner, and that seems to be my number one option right now.
San Rafael Joe's,
yeah,
of course.
I went last
Best
week after
Italian.
Our game, and you can never order anything on the menu that you won't like. So I can tell you that, and that's a guarantee.
46-46 here, knotted up inside the Conlon Center. 15:32 left on senior night. Penguins looking to end that eight-game skid and avoid losing nine in a row. Inbounding in front of us here on Media Row will be Elijah Hill for Fresno Pacific. Dumping it out to Adrian Antunes. Far baseline now. Antunes, a couple skip dribbles. Goes between Hill's legs, bounds pass to his right, feeds Sam Burt down low. Double team by the Penguins. Great job by C-Dub the second and Romeo Mays. Jeremiah Gray up top now guarding Kirby. Kirby straight away, 10 seconds, 9 seconds, 8 seconds now. Elijah Hill crossover moves, trying to dance on C-Dub the second. And C-Dub the second isn't biting, going to his right though and finishing over C-Dub the second was Elijah Hill. Crossover move behind the back. Trying to answer C-Dub a second on the Penguins' end. No good. Three ball goes in and out. Rebounded by Kirby and the Sunbirds. AJ Kirby with a pass on to Elijah Hill. Straight away Coleman. Down low gets the screen by Coleman. Now Antunes drifting to his right. Goes back out. A lot of pressure by the Penguins' defense. Won't let them get past that free throw line. Between the legs dribble now, Romeo Mays. Switch off on C-Dub the second. 5 seconds on the shot clock. Burt realizes it. Dumps it to Kirby. Rejected by Gray. Kirby with the second shot attempt. No good. Gets off iron. And Kirby able to corral it for a fresh 30 seconds. Straight away, Elijah Hill holding it. Gets the play from head coach CJ Haydock and Fresno Pacific. Between the legs dribble straight away now. Elijah Hill drives over C-Dub the second. No, Romeo Mays, and gets another layup. 50-46. Penguins trail by four. Jordan Williams to C-Dub the second. Action horns, action left side. Jordan Williams receives it. Gets it to CJ Thomas. Jeremiah Gray, a couple jab steps. Picks up his dribble. Goes far left side now. C-Dub the second crossover move goes behind his back. Down low, CJ Thomas on Coleman. Power body move, no good. Going up for the hook shot, no good. As CJ Thomas is pushed on the other end for the Penguins. Slow to get up. No call, though, by our referees. Elijah Hill, double crossover move. Goes crossover move between the legs this time. Giving it to Antunes down low. Left low block. Tries to go baseline over Romeo Mays is Sam Burt. And a foul by Romeo Mays. That'll be Romeo Mays' second personal foul, the fifth team foul for the Penguins. And a timeout by Fresno Pacific and head coach C.J. Haydock. Penguins down by 450-46. Penguins shooting at 41% overall to Fresno Pacific's 44%. Penguins, though, have been fortunate here in the second half, as Forrest mentioned, drawing a lot of shot, a lot of contact, getting to the free throw line, but they've been 0-for-6 to start off the second half.
Bad free throw shooting. It should be more than a four-point game if half those go down, Brandon. You like to get to the line and shoot those free throws because they're easy money. But for the Penguins, defensively, they've been great here in the second half, allowing some offensive boards by Fresno Pacific, which has been the Achilles heel here in the last couple of minutes. A ton of second-chance points for the Sunbirds.
Yeah, and the Sunbirds absolutely dominating the glass, out-rebounding the Penguins 36-23, but keeping the Penguins in this game has been that transition offense and transition defense that we've talked about this entire ball game. As we get ready back into action here, the Penguins get back on the court as Reverend Wadiwakor will check into the game, as well as Xavier Williams. Fresno Pacific is ready and will inbound underneath their basket. Elijah Hill will be the man to get it in. Looking still, Hill gets it to Burt. Burt down low over Romeo Mays. A lot of contact down low. Ball is squirming around. Jeremiah Gray picks it up. Xavier Williams to Reverend Wadiwakor. Wadiwakor numbers, driving easy layup. Reverend Wadiwakor with 10 points on senior night. Penguins trail 50-48.
Speed, Brandon. Speed kills. You can't teach it that time. Penguins pushing him quickly, and Rev had one all the way from the wing, and he took it to the rim.
Straight away now is Amande Coleman. Gives it to Elijah Hill to the left side. A lob attempt down low to Burt. And Aaron Holmes with a pump fake on CW the second, gets him to bite. Nice, beautiful move on the pass to the straightaway three-pointer by Amandome Coleman. Great feed by Sam Holmes to go inside, draw three defenders, and just kick it out straight away. 53-48, Sunbirds lead. Jeremiah Gray, crossover move, dancing on his defender. Reverend Wadiwakor with a hustle play, saving it on the rebound, but he falls, and the ball is loose now. Fresno Pacific on the lob and throws it with a two-hand slam as Sam Burt, found by Elijah Hill, couldn't time it any better on the lob. They tried to do it earlier in the game, this time successfully. 55-48, seven-point lead for Fresno Pacific with 12:16 left in the game. That definitely quieted the crowd here inside the Conlin Center. Sam Burt with 14 points, 6-for-9 shooting, 5 rebounds, and 1 alley-oop dunk. Xavier Williams crossing the insignia with the bright yellow shoes. Jeremiah Gray drives, and he is tripped up, falling hard on that right knee. He is okay, helped by teammates Romeo Mays and Reverend Wadiwakor.
You know, it's funny you say he fell on that right knee. He doesn't wear a pad on the right knee. He wears the compression sleeve pad on the left knee. And that time the right knee, unfortunately, the right knee wanted a pad but didn't get it.
Xavier Williams gets it to Wadiwakor, who almost loses it. Saves it in front of the Penguins bench. Wadiwakor fakes to his left shoulder, kicks it out. CW the second on the left wing, driving on Holmes. Pass fake, Reverend Wadiwakor gets the open look at the left wing three ball, but no good. That pass fake sent his defender, Christensen and Holmes, going to their left. 55-48 still, Sunbirds with a lead. Antunes, hard defense by Xavier Williams. Christensen straight away on Romeo Mays. Bounce pass to Antunes. Pressuring defense yet again by Xavier Williams. Has an open lane, goes up for the floater is Antunes, and that's all you gotta do. Put it over the big defender. And the Sunbirds lead now at 9:57:48. Antunes with his first points on the night. Jeremiah Gray crossover move, double crossover move, and he falls yet again. He's slipping on that same spot. I think they need to squeegee it there. And it'll be a timeout by head coach CJ Haydock. And that's the hustle plays that Fresno Pacific has gotten these past two possessions, and they do squeegee that spot, same spot Jeremiah Gray has fallen off the last two possessions. It is a 57-48 lead for Fresno Pacific with 11:17 left, and Fresno Pacific has been heating it up for us and looking to push it away.
The Penguins just haven't had opportunities in transition, Brandon. The Penguins playing good defense, but not many empty possessions for Fresno Pacific with this nine-point lead. Penguins having to go the full 94 instead of getting a steal or getting a blocked shot and having numbers going down the court. Haven't had numbers here so far in the first 9 minutes.
Absolutely. Penguins dropped to 40% shooting. Fresno Pacific at 47% overall. Three balls, four of them made on the side of the Penguins. Good thing to note is that they've limited Fresno Pacific's three-ball shooting to only five. They had three early in that first half, within the first 10 minutes of that first half. As we get things back into action here, taking over the final 11-17 will be Forrest Hunt.
Thanks, Brandon. We talk about the lack of scoring here for the Penguins. They've only made four buckets here in the second half. Four buckets. 57-48, 11-17 left. Fresno Pacific will have it going the full length of the floor from our right to left. Antunes brings it across the timeline, going right. Holmes on the right wing straight away. Christensen. Fresno Pacific moving the ball around the horn all the way down to the block. That's Coleman on Mays. Tip pass out to Holmes. Three ball, Holmes, yes. It's a 12-point Fresno Pacific lead, 60-48. Just under 11 minutes to go. Madu, of course, straight away. Gray driving inside. Long two floater. Yes, Jeremiah Gray. Softly from the left side. It gets it to fall. It's a 10-point game.
Jeremiah Gray now with 10 points and 6 rebounds. Three double-digit scorers for the Penguins. Jordan Williams with 11 and Madu Akor with 10 as well.
I like it. Two of the seniors, Jeremiah Gray and Reverend Madu Akor, both in double digits as Madu Akor gets a big rejection, comes up with the rebound. Penguins in transition. They have numbers. Bounce pass right side. CJ to the rim. Through the contact and a strong finish from CJ Thomas. Makes it 60-52. Penguins trail coming up on 10 minutes to go. And a nice defensive stand there by Madu Akor on the other side really led to that offensive board. And there's points on the offensive side for the Penguins. Inside 10 minutes, Antunes falling left side, off-balance shot, and he gets it to go. It's a 10-point game again. Madu Akor on the right wing, dribbles inside, kick out, CJ straight away. Jordan Williams driving in, left side lane, reverse layup, no good. Christensen with the rebound. Antunes across the far sideline quickly now. To Kirby on the right wing, who has had problems handling the ball all day, Brandon. Couldn't get it there. Coleman with the offensive board off the missed three by Kirby. The putback good. 12-point lead, Fresno Pacific.
Just unfortunate there on the Penguins' side. An easy transition layup by Jordan Williams. That's his bread and butter usually, is that reverse layup. Just wasn't able to make it that time. No one in his sight.
Gray deep right elbow just missed. Coleman with the rebound. 64-52, 9-10 left. Mays, Thomas, Madu Akor, Jordan Williams, Jeremiah Gray for the Penguins. Holmes has it on the left wing. Picks up a screen. Holmes goes right, drives inside, kick out. Kirby driving baseline. Coleman on the left wing into the corner, a wide open Christensen for three. Line drive, no good. CJ Thomas up with it, 8:50 to go. Penguins looking to send the seniors out on a happy note. Madu Akor, left elbow, step back. His defender falls, finds Mays. Back to Madu Akor, who drives inside the paint, step back, long two, Madu Akor sits on the rim for what felt like an eternity and falls out. 64-52 still for Fresno Pacific. Antunes walking between the circles here as he crosses the half court stripe. Christensen to Kirby on the left wing. Down low to Coleman, driving baseline, gets Mays the jump and Coleman with the finish. 66-52, Penguins trail by 14. Coach Booker wants a timeout. You're listening to NC2A Division II men's basketball on the radio, home of the Penguins, Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. The Penguins have gone quiet here so far in the first 12 minutes of the second half. Brandon, we're not seeing that fast-paced, cutting, hard-cutting, crisp pass Penguins offense that we saw in the first half.
Yeah, they're not. And on second chance points, 11-2. And we're just seeing them on the offensive glass. Whenever there's a missed three-pointer on the side of Fresno Pacific down low, there's always a big man there to interrupt that pass, either tipping it and getting it to a teammate, or when the Penguins secure it, they're just slapping on that ball and trying to get it as much as possible. Those are those hustle points, those hustle plays on the side of Fresno Pacific. And we've seen it a lot so far. In terms of shooting, you know, the Penguins have gone cold, as you mentioned, Forrest. For Fresno Pacific side, they have four people in double digits. Coleman with 17, Burt with 14, Sam Holmes with 10, and Elijah Hill with 16. They got to close out on Coleman and Sam Holmes, who seem to be the best three-point shooters, as well as Elijah Hill.
Also, Brandon, dominating the glass have been the Sunbirds. 42 rebounds for Fresno Pacific to the Penguins, 26. Only two offensive for the Penguins, as I know you mentioned. 66-52, NC2A Division II men's basketball. Forrest Hunt, Brandon Cadiz here with you today on Senior Day. Reverend Maduakor, Jeremiah Gray, and Jordan Tribble for the men. Sandra Ikiora and Alexis Price, who fell to Fresno Pacific earlier this afternoon, for the women. It'll be Jordan Williams, CJ Thomas, Jeremiah Gray, Reverend Maduakor, and Christian Futch is checked back in. Futch with four personal fouls is in to play the last 8:08. Penguins will inbound on the far sideline. Reverend Maduakor in front of the ice box to Jordan Williams. In between the circles, Gray on the right wing to CJ straight away. Penguins moving in along the perimeter. And an oop to Futch, one-handed, couldn't finish, gets his own rebound, and puts it back. So offensive board for Futch, and who has can't go up with two hands, Brandon, as we know. He has that torn ligament in his left thumb, went up, tried to get it with one hand, was unable to put it up additionally, and then able to get his own rebound. Holmes corner three, long, hit nothing. Maduakor with the rebound, he's trapped on the baseline. He finds Jordan Williams. Futch ran into the back by Holmes. Jordan Williams in transition, jump stop 6 feet, Williams no good. Futch with a putback, no, gets his own rebound, put up once again, no. Jordan Williams with a right-handed finish. Three offensive rebounds on one there, possession for the Penguins.
There it is, that's those hustle points, and the Penguins getting back to life there on that possession, and the crowd is back into it.
Antonez to Kirby on the left wing. Check it, that's Hill on the left wing. Hill dribbling, going straight away, launches a floater, no good. Maduakor with the rebound, a 10-point game, 66-56, 7 minutes left. Maduakor in transition to Jordan Williams, three ball, right wing, just missed it. Antonez with the rebound. Penguins trapping in the backcourt. It's Gray and Maduakor. Sunbird's able to get it up across the half-court stripe. Christensen's bounce pass to a cutting Sam Burt. Makes it a 12-point game once again. Penguins unable to get back that time on defense. Coach Booker calls out the play. Jordan Williams drifts right. Maduakor straight away, driving down the lane, left side, stops on the block, out to CJ. Jay Will on the right wing, down low. Futch off glass, just too much. And it's tipped out of bounds. Futch trying to save it. Oh, and it's off Christian Futch. As checking in for Fresno Pacific will be Coleman in place of Christensen. 6:21 left, Penguins trail 68-56. Looking to get a win here on Senior Day. For Reverend Maduakor, Jordan, check it, not Jordan, Jeremiah Gray, and Jordan Tribble, who are playing their last game here in the Collins Center. Coleman on the left wing for the Sunbirds, into the corner, Holmes ball fake, drifts straight away through the lane, Gray with a huge block. Gray comes up with it now, 6 minutes exactly, Penguins trail by 12. Gray left side to Maduakor, ball fake, back to Gray between the circles. 20 to shoot, Gray pull-up floater, good. 68-58, Jeremiah Gray, softly from the left side.
Yeah, Gray now with 12 points on 4 of 11 shooting, has knocked down a three-pointer as well.
Only one, though, which is interesting here in his last game in the Conlin Center. Straight away with it is Coleman. Holmes on the left wing, Kirby getting ready to check back in. Back to Coleman, down low, Burt on Futch. Futch goes up, great defense by Christian Futch. The shot hit nothing, Jeremiah Gray with the rebound. Gray in transition, picks up a screen from the free throw line, Gray just deep. Futch pokes it up into the air, and coming down with it is Hill of Fresno Pacific. Hill in transition straight away, behind the back pass off the hands of Burt, out of bounds. A beautiful behind the back pass by Hill to a wide open Burt, who would have an easy two instead off his fingertips.
Yeah, just a great idea. Goes straight up for the layup and then goes behind the back, finding Burt down low. Burt just couldn't finish it and, you know, shaking his head in frustration. That could have put the lead up back to 12.
Jordan Williams walking across the half-court stripe, going from our left to right. Maduakor on the right wing between the legs, taking on Hill. Maduakor baseline, uses his step to the rim. Reverend Maduakor makes it an 8-point game. Hill limping a little bit, Brandon, it looks, as he crosses the half-court stripe over to Christensen. Antonez on the far sideline. Back to Christensen, top of the key. Hand off Hill, thought about a three. CJ's there, 11 to shoot. Hill between the legs, 10. Pull-up jumper, long two, good. from Elijah Hill makes it 70-60 Fresno Pacific. Jordan Williams in transition. Drives in left side, crosses the paint to the hoop, and Jordan Williams comes across the paint from left to right and gets it to fall off glass, 70-62. Penguins only trail by 8, 4:15 left to go. Both teams 4-15 in conference. Left side, Antonez picks up a screen. Fudge in between the circles, playing great defense. Coleman into the left corner. Jeremiah Gray with the defense. They trap him on the baseline. Out to Hill. Hill driving across the paint. Fudge going up and lands on, awkwardly in the paint as Fudge is able to get up on his own. And with four fouls, Brandon, last game of the season, Christian Fudge is going to hustle all the way back down. He's going to run on that leg that he came down on a little awkwardly, and we're going to have a timeout. 72-62, 3:54 overhead. Penguins trail by 10. You're listening to NC2A Division II men's basketball on the radio home of the Penguins, Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Forrest Hunt, Brandon Cadiz. And we have a good finish brewing here in the Conlin Center as the Penguins are chipping away at that lead for Fresno Pacific.
Yeah, still at 10 points, 72-62. The Penguins have battled back and forth, cutting it to within 8 here in the fourth quarter, but it seems to always be going back up. You know, there was one play that stood out to me, and that was A.J. Kirby, a great contested shot there by C.J. Thomas, just better offense. You know, C.J. Thomas had his hand plastered against the face of A.J. Kirby, but Kirby was just able to knock down that shot, and, you know, there's nothing that you can do there. Another player that's been dribbling it out a lot here is Elijah Hill. And no matter how hard you guard him, he has those great ball handling moves and able to just drive by you and just get it off glass. So look at those players in Elijah Hill and Toby Christensen.
It'll be Christian Fudge, C.J. Thomas, Jordan Williams, Reverend Maduakor, and Jeremiah Gray here so far in the last 3:54. 72-62 Penguins trail. Remember, Brandon, that Scott Davis rule for the Penguins. He always said 11 with 3 minutes to go. Well, it's 10, and we're at 3:50 to go. Jordan Williams settles between the circles. He'll go right to Reverend Maduakor, driving on Hill. Maduakor to the baseline, out to Gray. Right wing, three, Gray. Oh, and it rattles in and out. And the Penguin bench wanted that one, and so did Gray. Gray's only hit one from beyond the arc here tonight. Antonez across the half-court stripe, goes left to Christensen. Straight away, Hill on the left wing, Jordan Williams hand in the face to Christensen, who dribbles in, hands off Antonez, driving in the paint, kick out, left corner to Kirby. Kirby jumps up, blocked by Gray. Jordan Williams pressing, Penguins have numbers, Maduakor left corner, ball fake, drives baseline, Maduakor to the rim, no good. Antonez will slow things down with 3:03 to go. Penguins trail by 10. It's a four-possession game here in the Conlin Center. Penguins need a couple of big stops and a couple of big baskets. Kirby loses the handle to Christensen. Antonez driving in. Three Penguins on him. Into the corner, Coleman. Three ball launch. No good. Christensen with the rebound. First 30 for Fresno Pacific. Coach Waterman telling him to pressure as Reverend Maduakor reaches in and pokes at Antonez and commits a foul. That's Rev's fourth personal. Six-team foul for the Penguins as Hill will inbound on the short side right next to the Fresno Pacific bench. 2:38 overhead, Penguins trail 72-62. Hill to Holmes straight away. Holmes drifting right, passes it off, bounce pass to Christensen. Coleman straight away, 11 to shoot. 2:25 to go, straight away, Hill 10. Hill between the circles, five, goes right, four, pull up, launches with two, no good. Offensive rebound again for the Sunbirds. With 2:10 to go, the Penguins need a couple of defensive stops. They've gotten them and unable to get the board. Between the circles, Christensen. Clock at 2 minutes exactly. Coleman left side. 10 to shoot as he holds on to it. 8 to shoot. Coleman drifts right, five. Christensen left side, three. Pass off Hill, two. Baseline to Maduakor, and it goes out of bounds. It'll be a shot clock violation for Fresno Pacific before the ball goes out of bounds off the hand of Reverend Maduakor. Penguins will have it. 1:46 to go. Coach Booker calls out the play. Penguins are going to roll it up a third of the court as Jordan Williams picks it up and goes right side in front of the Penguin bench. Picks up a screen. Williams thought about a three, no. Maduokor right side, step back, three, Revward, no good. Rebound, Fauci tried to save it into Holmes with a minute and a half to go. Penguins still trail by 10. Clock rolls under 1:30. At half court, Antunes has it. And the final 80 seconds as committing a foul on the far sideline is CJ, who is pleading his case for an offensive foul. But CJ will pick up his third personal. That'll put the Sunbirds in bonus. And Fresno Pacific will shoot 1-1s, sending Christensen to the line. Second half woes, Brandon, from the free throw line. Fresno Pacific unable to hit.
Yeah, Forrest, you mentioned the second chance opportunities in favor of Fresno Pacific, that 50-34 rebounding advantage, and that 13-5 offensive rebound advantage.
Christensen misses it again. Maduokor quickly, far sideline, driving in, baseline. Kick out, Fudge. Cross court, Jordan Williams in between the circles, down to Jeremiah Gray on the right wing, 108. Straight away, Jordan Williams drives in, left side, in the paint. Whistles. It'll stay with the Penguins as it'll be a defensive foul on Fresno Pacific's Adrian Antunes. That's a third personal foul. So Penguins nowhere near bonus land, Brandon. 20 seconds to shoot. 1:04 overhead left in the game here on senior day at the Conlon Center. Maduokor to inbound on the short side. Maduokor to CJ straight away. CJ finds a man in Gray in the left corner. Three, Gray, yes! Jeremiah Gray makes it a 7-point game. Antunes, Rev can't foul. He's got four personal already. Across the timeline goes Antunes. 50 seconds left in the game. 18 to shoot, left side Coleman. Fresno Pacific's just going to hold on to it, Brandon. They're going to milk the clock. Coleman goes left on Fudge. Fudge unable to get a hand on it. Back to 9. The inbound pass from Gray goes to Hill with 36 seconds. Oh, it's a turnover for Fresno Pacific. Up the court to Gray, to the rim, and Gray with a huge slam. 74-67, 30 seconds. Antunes is fouled by Jordan Williams just barely, Brandon. And that'll send Antunes to the line. And we're going to go back to that huge right-handed slam from Jeremiah Gray, Penguins. Inbound pass from Gray, went right to Hill, got it poked away, able to get it up to Jeremiah, was Fudge, and he throws it down from the right side, does Gray, as Christian Fudge is going to come out. And Christopher Williams, a second, will come in, and Tunez will shoot 1-1 free throws, Brandon, and Fresno Pacific, their woes will continue here in the second half. 74-67, free throw up, and it's good, as Christensen hits the deck for whatever reason, Brandon. There was slightly any movement. As Christensen just all of a sudden hits the deck. I don't know if he was trying to draw a foul or if he tripped over his own feet. And our official's asking him. Our official is asking why he fell in. He gets in the face of CJ Thomas. CJ got in the face of Christensen. He was jawing at him. And Christensen must have hit the deck with some contact initiated by CJ Thomas. And CJ was just shaking his head saying, "Don't get in my face." As Romeo Mays looks to check in as Coleman goes over and pats CJ on the chest. Remember earlier in the game, Brandon, CJ fouled Coleman pretty hard, and CJ helped him up, and Coleman went over there to tap CJ on the chest to say, "Yeah, I don't know what that was about," by Christensen. There wasn't much contact there as CJ Thomas checks out. Romeo Mays in his place. 27.4 seconds left. Penguins trail by 8, 75-67 for the second and one free throw. Antunes at the line. Our official's still kind of laughing about it, Brandon. Not really sure why Christensen was getting in the face of CJ, and that CJ's not a guy that I would want to get in the face of. Antunes' second free throw, good. Three-possession game. Penguins trail. Oh, no, it's a four-possession game. Penguins trail by 10. Rev on the right side, driving in. Rev to the baseline, and a blocking foul on Fresno Pacific. Rev is hoping to shoot two, or they got to call it before or after the shot. The foul for Fresno Pacific was on Coleman. That's Coleman's second personal. Coleman saying, "Hey, he dipped his shoulder," but they're going to call the defensive block anyway as Coleman wasn't set. It will not be on the shot, Brandon. The Penguins will inbound with 24.4 left in the game. Looking to go out with a win here on senior day. Penguins trail 77-67. Jordan Williams to inbound. He'll get it far corner. Reverend Maduokor pump fake, drives baseline. Maduokor with a huge slam. 20 seconds left. Antonez on the far side. Antonez across half court. Penguins looking to foul, and they finally get it as Jordan Williams gets a hand on Antonez with 13.7 seconds left. And like a bar of soap, Antonez comes slipping across the Conlin Center, able to tick 10 seconds off the clock.
Yeah, that's a big 10 seconds there. With this 7 or 8 point lead, it seems like it's almost over here unless some miracle happens.
13.7 left. Antonez to shoot 1-1's first free throw up. Good. So Antonez is the only man for the Fresno Pacifics that can make a free throw here in the second half, it seems like. 13.7 left. 77-69. Second free throw up and good. 78-69. Penguins trail by 9. Williams across the timeline. Left side spin move into the paint on the left elbow. He's fighting for it now on the ground. And we're going to have a timeout called by Coach Booker just in time as Jordan Williams was lying on his back on the left elbow. And we're going to have a timeout. Coach Booker with 6.6 seconds remaining, Brandon. And the Penguins trailing by 9. It looks like the DUs are unable to get a win here in the Conlin Center. We don't know. There's still 6.6 seconds left, but yeah. At 9 points down, Coach Booker's guys fighting hard for the last, all the way down to the last buzzer.
Yeah, definitely fighting hard in two back-to-back plays. Jeremiah Gray, right-hand hammer, and then Reverend Maduakor, left-hand slam as well. So they're not going out without a fight, but yeah. Unless they have Tracy McGrady on this team scoring 13 points in, I don't know, 8 seconds, this game seems to be over.
Yeah, as you mentioned, Brandon, you can't say enough about the play of Jeremiah Gray, Reverend Maduakor, and Jordan Tribble here. And Jordan Tribble got
the
start.
Yeah, those two key blocks.
Yeah, he had two huge blocks. Got the start tonight. Came out starting in the second half, got another block, almost had a put-back dunk, and Tribble has been a huge part of this Penguin program, along with Gray and Maduakor, who, as you mentioned, they might go out in their last shots at the Conlin Center is going to be a dunk on the Northern move, and a huge right-handed slam at that.
No better way to go out. I mean, they're known for their dunks, those two guys.
Both good shooters, both can rattle one through the rim. Penguins will have it on the short side with 6.6 to go in the game. Jordan Williams instructing his Penguins on where to go. Jay will inbound. 6.6, 78, 69, Penguins trail. Williams inbound to Gray in the corner. Gray three ball just off back iron, tipped out. Rebound by Burt, and Holmes will dribble it out. Fresno Pacific will come out victorious here in the Conlin Center on Senior Day. The last game for both of these two programs this year. And the Sunbirds win it 78-69.
Yeah, 78-69. And unfortunately, they end off the year with a 9-game losing streak for us. But they didn't come out without a fight, of course, here on Senior Day. Jordan Tribble, Jeremiah Gray, and Reverend Maduakor going out. Reverend Maduakor, of course, and Jeremiah Gray with the back-to-back dunks going out. That way, no better way to end their career here inside the Conlin Center. And that'll do it here tonight here for us.
Penguins fall to 5-22 overall, 4-16 in the Pac-West. Fresno Pacific improves to 7-21 overall, 5-15 in the Pac-West. And on Senior Day here at the Conlin Center, both the men and women fall to Fresno Pacific. But the women will be headed to the Pac-West Conference Tournament starting next Thursday, Brandon. And it looks like they're going to take on Concordia Irvine, who
the Eagles
lost earlier today to Academy of Art,
and who beat them 76-72 here on Tuesday inside the Conlin Center. And the Penguins had the lead at one point that game, and it's going to be another great matchup in Riverside. We'll be watching.
We will be watching. And a tough day here in the Conlin Center on Senior Day, Brandon, and Sandra Ikiora, who will go down in Penguin lore as the all-time leading scorer in NC2A history. And Alexis Price for the women, the only two seniors for the women. And Reverend Maduakor, Jeremiah Gray, and Jordan Tribble. They're all five of them with their last games here in the Conlin Center today. And there's nothing we can do but thank them for their time here for the
absolutely.
DU basketball program.
Yeah, absolutely. One more time, we want to thank Sandra Ikiora, Alexis Price, Jeremiah Gray, Jordan Tribble, and Reverend Maduakor.
Thank you guys for a fun season here at the Conlin Center. And thank you, Brandon, for both of us being here all season long and watching these Penguin team go through their hard times and really they're going on their different streaks. And the men's team
and
finishes 5-22, and the women's team in the regular season finishes 17-11 overall. And the women are headed to their third consecutive PacWest tournament to fight for the title.
And yeah, that'll do
it. That's it.
That'll do it for here. Inside the Collins Center, the end of the 17-18 regular season for both the men's and women's teams. For Forrest Hunt and Stuart Horn for the final time at DU Basketball, Brandon Cadiz signing off, guys.